Prologue. Blue Sky Kingdom, 1869. To listen well can be a gift. For the second time that evening, Maid Kimberly tucked me into bed. I folded my arms behind my head while she smoothed the covers around me. "Say your prayers, Miss Wren," she said. "I already said them." "Say them again, and ask our dear Lord to give you the self-control to stay in bed." She kissed my head to soften her reprimand. "If I catch you up one more time, I will have Herbert stand guard outside your door." Herbert, one of our most formidable guards, held my utmost respect. I closed my eyes, folding my hands together in prayer. "Father in heaven, help me to be an obedient child." I peered out one eye at my governess, who'd also closed her eyes. "Grant me patience, for I can barely sleep with the music of heaven drifting up to me." I peeked again at Maid Kimberly. She had still not opened her eyes. "And I am so excited to hear all the stories that my sister will tell me in the morning." My eyelids were dancing and would not settle. "Amen." "When one prays, Wren, it is not supposed to be a one-sided conversation with God. Did you allow yourself to listen to him as well?"
"I forgot."
I smirked up at her. Her eyes warmed. She bent and kissed my cheek once more. But I was not ready to sleep.
"Maid Kimberly, what does ally mean?"
"Where did you hear that?"
One stiff white brow lifted.
"Have you been hiding in your father's study again?"
I tried not to squirm under her stern gaze. I'd heard ally several places this evening. Twice when I'd hidden behind the drapery in father's study, and once while I'd been hiding under the dessert table in the ballroom. The matronly woman's large chest rose like the bow of a ship in high seas, or so I imagined, since I had never seen the ocean outside of picture books. "An ally is someone who will protect you, who will always be on your side."
"Because they love you?" I asked.
"No, not necessarily. Because the two of you, for whatever reason, have decided to be on the same side."
"Like Blue Sky and Cora?"
I said slowly, recalling some of the snippets I'd overheard tonight.
"Yes and no."
She sighed and sat down on the bed near my hip. "Your father loves Edwin, and yes, he has made an oath to defend Edwin's homeland of Cora. But love is not always the basis for an alliance."
"Ally,"
she amended at my puzzled look.
"For considering someone an ally, that is."
I nodded, even though at my tender age of 7, I didn't completely understand. She swept her fingertips gently across my forehead. "Sometimes the reasons are purely political. Sometimes there is no love at all."
"Now no more questions,"
she rose.
"And no more eavesdropping. It is a nasty habit and will only create enemies for you, not allies."
I smiled softly up at her. She was such a tender-hearted woman that I knew she would not stay annoyed with me for long. "Good night, Maid Kimberly." I rolled to my side facing the door and clasped my hands beneath my cheek.
"You are an ally of love,"
I said as she dimmed the gas lamps on the far wall.
"Shh, you silly girl."
Despite her words, I heard a faint chuckle in her voice all the same. I laid awake listening to the orchestra music that drifted up the stairwell and under the door and through the heat vents. My eyelids danced, open and closed. I knew that I could not wait until morning to hear my sister's stories of her 16th birthday party. Nor could I wait to tell her the joyous news I'd overheard. Mother was pregnant!